Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, December 18th. After nearly 10 years working with the Chicago Symphony Organization, Brian Baxter is preparing to start working early next year as executive director of the Quad City Symphony. As Herb Tricks reports, the QCSO announced his hiring last week.
Baxter is currently chief operating officer of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, overseeing more than 600 students in 7 different orchestras. He applied for the job here because he likes the strong dual emphasis on concerts and performance and education.
For me, it really came down to how strongly rooted in the community the orchestra is, as well as how strongly supported it is by the community. That's not something that is necessarily a given for every orchestra around the country.
Baxter says two of his most important responsibilities in the Quad Cities will be fundraising and maintaining the audience.
You know, the Quad City Symphony has a pretty robust audience and a very loyal audience. But as with anywhere in the world, time marches on and people change over time. And so it's important to sort of maintain a connection with every level of the community, every facet of the community, every sort of age group, demographic of the community.
He's also a musician and composer and co-founded the Chicago Composers Orchestra. Baxter is scheduled to begin working in the Quad Cities at the end of February, and he'll replace Ben Loeb, who left the job last summer. I'm Herb Tricks.
It will probably cost more to live in East Moline next year. Tonight, the City Council is scheduled to take a final vote on next year's budget, including the tax rate and tax levy. Finance Director Megan Peterson says the biggest change from this year in the $43 million proposed budget is another cut in state support.
Losing between income tax reduction, sales tax repayment, we're down about $500,000 in revenue.
To help make up for that, she's proposing an 8% increase in East Moline's tax levy. If approved, the owner of a $100,000 home will pay $15 more next year to the city.
Most of that increase is due to the pension funds, the fire pension, police pension contributions that the city needs to make. Otherwise, all the other rates stay the same from last year.
Local governments and school districts in Illinois are required to submit their proposed tax levy to the county by December 31st. East Moline's new fiscal year begins in January. Mr. Thanksgiving now has even more reasons to be grateful. On Friday, Hy-Vee stores in the Quad Cities gave Bob Vogelbaugh a check for more than $16,000. The effort to help Mr. Thanksgiving began 6 years ago at one of the grocery chain's local stores. Since then, the fundraiser has grown to include all its stores in the Quad Cities. Hy-Vee says it's proud to support Vogelbaugh as he serves traditional turkey dinners to more than 2,000 people every year on Thanksgiving Day. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.